Welcome to the NewsHour. A heavy pall of polluted air still blankets much of the eastern U.S. tonight. It may not dissipate for days as fires in Canada send vast curtains of smoke drifting south.
The bad air has officials warning, in effect, that breathing can be hazardous to your health. It's also scrambling schedules from airports to schools to the White House. Stephanie Tsai has our report.
A huge swath of the country spent another day shrouded in haze. This morning, smoke still obscured parts of the Manhattan skyline.
The smoke obliterated the island yesterday, so it's obviously not just a passing phase, you know, of wind changes, but it's serious pollution in the air.
As hundreds of wildfires rage out of control in Canada, winds have carried the smoke farther south, all the way to Raleigh, North Carolina, which woke up to hazy skies. And in the nation's capital, a blanket of smoke lay over the White House, blurring the Washington Monument in the distance. White House officials postponed tonight's outdoor pride celebration until Saturday. Millions of people were under hazardous air quality advisories today from the Northeast to the South and parts of the Midwest. Authorities advise people to stay indoors, especially young children, the elderly, and those with respiratory issues.
Level of danger compared to
allergy and immunology specialist Dr. Purvi Parikh described the health risks.
That wildfire smoke has particulate matter that's very, very small, and that small particulate matter can really get lodged deep into your lungs, so it can cause a lot more lung damage in the short term and long term. And in addition to these particles, wildfire smoke has a variety of gases too that can be harmful to breathe in.
New York State is making 1 million N95 masks available to the public, including 400,000 for New York City.
Just want to make sure that we're being as safe as we can to protect our health.
The city's mayor, Eric Adams, has gone door to door distributing masks to residents. He says the worst of the air may be behind the city.
The smoke models are not indicating another large plume over the city. So there's a chance for significant improvement by tomorrow morning and throughout the day tomorrow.
Even so, New York City announced that public schools will teach remotely tomorrow. Meantime, poor visibility prompted the Federal Aviation Administration to cancel or delay flights into New York area airports and Philadelphia's international airport. The dangerous air quality also canceled or postponed more sporting events, from racing at Belmont Park in New York to the Washington Nationals' home baseball game.
Observation.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy said the harmful impact of the fires is further proof that we must do more to tackle the climate crisis.
Climate change is here, and unfortunately, this is our new reality. That disturbing orange haze in the sky, that smell of smoke, and that burning in our throats. Those are clear warning signs that the status quo cannot continue.
Paul Ulrich, a professor of regional climate modeling at UC Davis, agrees.
We are experiencing warmer conditions and experiencing more extremes. Every year, we have some manifestation of that, whether it be an extreme tropical cyclone, an extreme wildfire, tornado outbreaks, or other forms of extreme weather. So the evidence is continuing to pile up that we are having a clear impact on the climate system. And as a consequence, the climate system is having an impact on us.
With more than 400 wildfires still burning in Canada, forecasters warn the smoke could linger over the eastern U.S. through the weekend. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Stephanie Tsai.